do it with me so I can get the meter.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tonight's reading, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 8, verse 16. Oh. Thank you. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Puna avatino huja. Mamupecha tukanteya. Puna jana vanityate. Abrahma. Up to Brahmaloka planet. Bhuvanat. From the planetary systems. Lokaha? Planets. Punaha? Again. Avatanaha? Returning. Ajuna? O Ajuna? Mam? Unto me. Upetra? Arriving. To? But? Kuntaya? O son of Kunti? Punaha jamna, rebirth, na, neva, vidyate, takes to, translation. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
Om Agana Tumrahasya Chakana Salakaya Chaksho Unmitam Yena Tashma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapate Yena Bhutale Swavam Rupa Kadamanyam Datita Swabhidakitam Badeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakarumala Shri Gurum Vaishnavacha Shri Rupam Saragatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vittatam Saje Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Divam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sadagana Lalita Shri Vaishakritam Vishtacha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kancha Gurunge Radhe Vinda Vashvare Vishvanu Sute Deva Paramade Hare Puri Pancha Kalpa Cherubius Cha Kripa Sindhu Vieva Cha Patitanam Paranevio Vaishnavevio Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Garaha, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now the points of this verse is there are all types of yoga. Kama, Gan, Hatha. But the only yoga practice is bhakti yoga, and that's the only yoga practice that can bring us back, that can bring us to Krishna consciousness. So the purport says all kinds of yoga, kama, gan, hatha eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets or the planets of the demigods are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As soon as persons on earth are elevated to higher planets, people in higher planets such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, or Indraloka fall down to earth. The practice of sacrifice called Panganividya, recommended in Katha Upanasan, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka. But if in Brahmaloka one does not cultivate Krishna consciousness, then he must return to earth. Those who progress in Krishna consciousness in the higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets, and at the time of universal devastation, are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom, where there is devastation of this material universe. Brahma and his devotees, who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires. Now, the points of this verse are, whatever yoga you practice, kama, gan, hatha, eventually you all will have to come to bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness. If you don't come to Krishna consciousness, even if you're in the higher planetary systems, you will have to come back to this planet, repeated birth and death, until you elevate yourself to higher Krishna consciousness. And then once you do that, you will reach Brahmaloka and you will never have to come back to this planet. Progressing in Krishna consciousness will get you elevated to higher and higher planets. And at the time of universal devastation, Brahma and his devotees, who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, transfer to the spiritual planets according to their desires. Now, my question was, according to their desires, the devotees, what are their desires, and how does Brahman grant them their desires? Some of the desires that the devotees have when they go to the higher planets, they go to whatever planet they can sustain this. It can be either material attachments for material enjoyment, some are for liberation or mayavadis. But our Brahman is for bhakti yoga and for practicing Krishna consciousness. And he is for going back to Godhead by increasing our Krishna consciousness and constantly engaging in devotional service. And that's the only way we can get out of this material misery of repeated birth and death. I'd like to read a little bit out of Collected Letters on Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This elaborates a little bit more on the other planets, going to the higher planets, and receiving your desires. So Krishna says, this is Prabhupada giving a lecture in New York, November 17, 1966. So Krishna says that in Brahmaloka, in the highest planet of this universe, even you can enter there. My dear Arjuna, if you enter even to the highest planet, still you'll have to accept that repetition of birth and death. You cannot get rid of it. Again, he says, as in the former verse, if you reach to my planet, then you haven't got to come back again in this miserable material world. Again, he says repeatedly that if you enter into the highest planet of this universe, still, you are that repetition of birth and death will come. So what he's saying is what I just said is, even if you reach the higher planets and your desires are fulfilled, if you don't go to bhakti yoga, you will not attain Brahmaloka, which will be your final destination and going back to Krishna and never having to come back to this planet, never have to experience again the repeated birth and death. We should very seriously think about this problem and how to get our eternal life blissful and full of knowledge. That is the duty of human life. We have forgotten this. What is our aim of life? They do not know that their interest, self-interest, is how to get that eternal blissful life in the spiritual planets. And that is his interest. And why have they forgotten? The people have been entrapped by this material glimmer, by skyscraper and big factories and political activities, which we're completely surrounded by all of that today. Entrapped, although he cannot live, he knows that however skyscraper I may make, I'll not be allowed to live there. I'll have to leave it, and I do not know where I am going. Therefore, the solution is that we should not spoil our energy for having a skyscraper. We should employ our energy to elevate ourselves to Krishna consciousness, so that we can, after leaving this material body, we can enter into that spiritual planet. And that is the process. So Krishna consciousness is the necessity. It is not a religious formula or some spiritual recreation. No, it is the most important thing that we should imbibe in our life. He stresses this again and again. Then you must ask, then why people are so much anxious to go to the other planets? The description of the other planets is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now here it is said, the Brahmaloka, because there are many yogis and many, I mean to say philosophers, they aim at being elevated to the higher planets by their yogic process. Why? Because the facilities of life in the higher planets are more than in this planet. So in the higher planets, the duration of life, the enjoyment and the amenities and everything is better, thousands times better. So people like that, some people like, we shall go to the heavenly planets, or this planet, or that planet. So what he's saying is because of the attraction of the higher planets that people become satisfied with that, because it's so much better than this planet. It says thousands of times better for the enjoyment, for the amenities, for how you live, and for also for going on to the next page, the duration of life on these planets. So I think people become satisfied. They settle. They settle for the higher planets, and they don't continue to progress in their Krishna consciousness to attain the final planet of Brahmaloka and the final destination of being with Krishna and never having to come back. So it says here, in these planets, the duration of life, you cannot calculate how long you can live there, but still, after so many years, millions and trillions of years of life, you'll have to die. Death is there. Death, you cannot, unless you go into the spiritual planets, there is no escape from death. So going back to some of the Brahma planets, the attachment to material enjoyment, liberation. I mean, can you imagine living millions and trillions of years? I can't. But I think people go to these higher planets and they're satisfied there. And that's what this is saying, is if you go to those planets and you might just, well, not to be satisfied, to continue with our Brahman, to continue for bhakti yoga and for increasing our Krishna consciousness so we can make the final destination of going to Brahmaloka and being with Krishna and then never having to return to this planet for repeated birth and death. And even these planets will ultimately reach their universal devastation when Brahma's day is finished. And all these planetary systems become covered in water. Then there is devastation. And when Brahma arises again, creation will begin again. So it's saying that at the time of the universal devastation, the planets become completely covered with water so that they cannot sustain any life. But then it reverses, and the land takes over, and eventually the planet becomes completely dry of water. And then Brahma starts, rises again and starts over again. So in order to eliminate that, we have to continue in our Krishna consciousness to attain the highest planet and to go back to Krishna. All kinds of yogis, kama, gan, hatha, eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, or the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As persons on earth are elevated to higher planets, people in higher planets, such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, and Indraloka, fall down to earth. The practice of sacrifice called Panja Nividya, recommended in the Katha Upanishad, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka. But if in Brahmaloka one does not cultivate Krishna consciousness, he does not continue to do devotional service, he does not continue to cultivate his Krishna consciousness, he will again return to earth. Those who progress in Krishna consciousness in the higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets, and at the time of universal devastation are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom. When there is devastation of this material universe, Brahman and his devotees, who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires. So I think the key point in this sentence is Brahman and his devotees who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. I think that's the key word, is constantly, never-ending Krishna consciousness, striving for higher Krishna consciousness so that you can go back to Krishna and never have to come back to this place. And that is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16, attaining the supreme. What I would just like to touch upon in the last couple of minutes that we have is I was thinking about this time of year, Christmas time, and how we're just inundated with so much stimulation and told so many things that we're supposed to be doing, such as shopping, eating, drinking. And the mantra for this month is eat, drink, and be merry. So what I'd like to do is just read about the Hare Krishna lifestyle a little bit, and then I have one more point I want to make about eat, drink, and be merry. The devotees seen dancing and chanting in the street. Devotees try to cultivate humanity's inherent spiritual qualities of compassion, truthfulness, cleanliness, and austerity. There are four regulative principles which devotees adopt to assist them to develop those qualities and also to help control the insatiable urges of the mind and the senses. These are: 1, no eating of meat, fish, or eggs; 2, no gambling; 3, no sex other than for procreation within marriage; 4, no intoxication, including all recreational drugs, alcohol, tobacco, tea, and coffee. According to the Bhagavad Gita, indulgence in the above activities disrupts our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being and increases anxiety and conflict in society. I have notes. I gotta find my notes. And they're going after somebody that was just merry. Eat, drink, and be merry, and we can do that. We can do that. We can eat by eating offered food, prasadam. So we can eat, not eliminated from eating. And we have great meals, great desserts. Doesn't have to be turkey and stuffing. We had, for Thanksgiving, we had fried gluten with gravy and stuffing. And I mean, it's still Chaitanya Bhagavat cooked. And, you know, he does a wonderful job every year. And it's just marvelous. So there's no problem with eating. Drinking, and I'm a big, big fan of water. Drink water. And it says here, the actual process for achieving eternal life is not at all difficult. This process of Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge received from Krishna, the most perfect being. Knowledge received from others is defective because the conditioned soul is certain to commit mistakes, certain to be illusioned, certain to cheat, and certain to have imperfect senses. The knowledge received from Krishna, however, actually enables us to see Krishna. Someone may challenge, "Can you show me God?" And our answer is yes. God can be seen at every moment. Krishna says, "Rasoham apsu kunteya." I am the taste of water. We drink water every day, and the taste of water is there. So if we think that this taste is Krishna, we will have begun realizing God every day. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna further says, "Prabhasmi shashi shusha yaha." I am the light of the sun and the moon. Every day we receive sunlight, and in the evening there is moonshine. So if we think of the sources of these emanations, we will ultimately become God conscious. There are so many similar incidences given in our Bhagavad Gita, for Krishna is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all manifestations. If we want to become God conscious and realize our own essence, it is not very difficult. We only have to understand God in truth, how he appears, how he disappears, and what his functions are. Then we can become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. After quitting this material body, a person who understands God, Krishna, does not return again to the earth to accept another material body. Where does he go? Krishna says, "He comes to me." That should be the aim of any intelligent human being. And that's out of the science of self-realization. So that's our eat, drink, and be merry. Eat prasadam, drink water, and be merry. And by be merry, you can come and do kirtan, join Harinam, so that all people out there can hear the holy name, especially this time of year. And there's so many people in this area right now. It's flooded with people and shopping. But they can hear the holy name if we go out on Harinam. So I think that's about it. We have about 2 minutes left. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.